10 on this High Five Friday. We are joined by, from Herbert Feed and Grain and Verdigris, Carla Babcock, Josh Bourne, Rob Pischel. Good morning, guys and gals. How we doing?
Good.
How are you, Scott?
Great. It's another nice day. Maybe a little precip, which I don't think anybody's going to turn that away. We definitely need something.
It's getting dry out there.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, today we're going to be visiting with Carla, Josh, and Rob a little bit about some things going on at Herbert Feed and Grain. And, of course, you probably heard some of the commercials on the radio sometime talking about the girls at Herbert Feed and Grain. And we're lucky to have Carla Babcock in with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Carla. Tell us about the girls at Herbert Feed and Grain.
Well, actually, maybe most people don't know that, but there's actually six girls that work at Herbert Feed and Grain. I myself have been there for 22 years. We'll be here in May. So I've done a little bit of everything in the office. So along with myself, we have Christy Rohr, and she does a lot of the feed and seed billing and a lot of the day-to-day office duties kind of in our office. We have Jordan Kuhlman, Jeannie Wagner, and Josie Johnston, and they kind of man the phones, wait on the customers, and help run the scale there at Herbert's. And we also have Blair Meggs. She's kind of our bookkeeper, our HR lady, our insurance lady. So not all the customers get to see her, but a vital part of the office as well. So yeah, we like to hear everybody call in and talk to us and get a good kick out of it. I know my radio ad has sure gotten a lot of sparks.
Exactly, yeah.
And sputters and said, hey, you know, if we can't get a hold of Josh and Devin, we're going to call those girls down there and see what they do know.
Exactly.
So it was a great ad for us. Let's put it that way.
And as you mentioned, Carla, just a lot of experience there from the girls. And,
Yeah. Christy and I have been there. Like I said, I've been there 22 years. I think Christy's been there 11. The other girls, you know, maybe 5 to 10, some of them just depending upon how many years they've been there. But yeah, I mean, just a great overall group of people to work with. And we just kind of help Lewis there in the office, keep him going and keep him organized, as well as Josh and Ben in the agronomy department. So yeah, we help the guys wherever it's needed and do our jobs.
You bet. And as always, with Herbert Feed and Grain, customer satisfaction and customer service is your number one priority.
That's right, for sure.
Yeah. Well, a lot of good things going on. And I guess before we talk maybe a little bit about some of the stuff going on at Herbert Feed and Grain and Verdigris, let's talk about a big event coming up tomorrow in Verdigris, because it's that time of the year already.
Yeah, the Farm and Home Show tomorrow, Saturday, January 15th at the high school gym. Great way to stop by the Herbert Feed and Grain booth and talk to some of our guys there. I know Josh and Ben will be there to take any of your feed and agronomy questions. But yeah, just a great day to come out. Hopefully the weather holds out and doesn't get crappy. So yeah, stop by and see the guys at the booth there, and they'll be more than happy to feed your questions.
There you go. You bet. And you can feed yourself, too, because there's always good food there.
That's right.
11 to 7 tomorrow, and even O'Neill's Wyatt Lever is going to be there signing autographs, Nebraska football player. So
Yeah.
We'll have little footballs there, too. Oh. We're handing out for the kids. They can go get autograph on the football.
Sweet. So. Awesome. Yeah, so make sure to swing by the Herbert Feed and Grain booth there at the Farm and Home Show. Any specials you'll have going on tomorrow?
Yeah. The guys will be offering the feed guys will have some Crystalix, Mineral, and OptiPrime specials tomorrow. And I know Ben would be happy, our agronomy salesman, fertilizer salesman will be happy to talk to you about setting up a fertilizer plan or stopping in and talking to him about setting up a fertilizer plan, because that's going to be a vital thing this year to get that going and get it going early.
All right. Well, a lot of good things going on. And of course, like we said, don't forget to come to the Verdigris Farm and Home Show tomorrow, 11 to 7:30 at the Verdigris High School gym, and check out Herbert Feed and Grain as well as all the other booths. But yeah, this time of the year, and of course, maybe just a recap of a little bit of all that. I know Herbert Feed and Grain covers a wide range of products, but let's maybe talk a little bit about some of the things that Herbert Feed and Grain does offer their customers.
Well, there at Herbert's, besides the feed department that you normally hear about, we do offer fuel delivery and fuel contracting. Our guys there, or even give me a call, because a lot of times I'm the girl who finds out the information. So give us a call on any of fuel deliveries, contracts, that kind of thing. We also have seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and do custom application there at Herbert's.
All right, and you're always just a phone call away.
Correct.
Yeah, and as always, too, if you can't make it, usually there's a truck headed about any direction out of Verdigris that they can sure get it delivered to.
Yeah, that's right, Scott. I mean, most of the time you give us a call, hey, are they coming my way today? Well, if they're not, I'm sure they will be shortly.
Exactly. Or somebody will be driving through that can get it to you.
That's right.
So, how can they get a hold of you over there at Herbert Feed and Grain?
They can give us a call at the office at 402-668-2288.
All right. And we've got a lot to talk about this morning. Mm-hmm. Got some birthdays. Are you guys going to help out with the birthday club?
Sure.
All right, Mike. They're going to help out with the birthday club. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll be right back, run down some birthdays, and then we're going to visit more with Carla Babcock, Josh Bourne, and Rob Pischel from Herbert Feed and Grain. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, and again, we've got Carla Babcock, Josh Bourne, Rob Pischel, and from Herbert Feed and Grain. Should we talk a little bit about agronomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to mention, give a shout-out there to Ben, and we just hired a new agronomist, Ashley Lindgren. She's going to be helping Ben there in the office this year. She kind of comes from the Albion area there. So she'll be coming and helping us this year, kind of set up your prescriptions for your farm plan, that kind of thing. And I know Ben wanted me to highlight to make sure that you get in and set up your fertilizer plans early this year, because it's going to be very feasible to do that just because of the fertilizer prices and the way they're headed this year.
All right. So that's the agronomy report there from Herbert Feed and Grain. Josh Bourne, what have you got to talk about this morning?
As we all know, we're coming up on that time of year. Some of you may have already started calving, getting ready, planning. It's we're there. wanted to bring up, we've got our OptiPrime product, probably one of the best products on the market. We'll be having a promotion on it here coming up in February. Another big thing kind of coming on is, fetal programming. With calving coming around the corner, are we feeding the mineral with the right vitamins and all that in it? We're out there every day. We're seeing it. We're getting the questions, and, we're here. You can call us anytime, day, night, me, Devin, the office. You can get a hold of somebody.
You bet. Yeah. And like we said, you guys can work up delivery options for them, or you'll put it in the chicken coop if they're not home, or whatever. But one way or another, like you said, you guys take care of the customers out there, and you'll make sure they get the product.
Sometimes Definitely. It's almost like hazard pay with the dogs that are out there. But luckily, Josh is really good with dogs. So I try to go, when I go out, I go with him just because he seems to have the magic touch and we don't get bit very often.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah. Pocket full of dog bones. Maybe, yeah. Might be the trick. But, we've got Rob Pischel in, too. Rob, anything new from Hubbard Feeds?
Just like he was just mentioned with Kevin coming on, always remember we've got a product called Biomoss 2 for scours control. I know we've talked about it on the radio for a lot of years, and really nobody else in the market has a product like that. It's just kind of an industry leader, and so it takes care of the scours, or sure helps with it, and it also improves the colostrum of the calves and their first milk that they get. And on top of that, it enhances intake and it helps with things even like some pneumonia issues and different things. So it's a product that has been really good for us, and it's definitely going to be one of our big sellers coming up here with calving and breeding coming in the next few months.
Yeah, and Rob and Josh, you guys obviously work with a lot of producers out there, and we know not everybody's setup or operations the same, but you guys do see a lot of different ways that products work, and if somebody's wanting an answer or whatever, you can sure get it to them, or if you don't know it, you'll find the answer, because you guys have a lot of good resources, don't you?
Definitely. We have a lot of different people, we can call, get our answers if we don't know, but like you said, we see a lot of it every day, so, a lot of times we do get the same questions over.
And they, and we were just out in the Atkinson and Chambers area the other day, and it's so diverse, the kind of people that are out there. I mean, you go from a cow-calf operation to a large feedlot to a little small feedlot to a guy who's feeding four head in his yard. And so you run across everything. And the nice part is when somebody does have a question, usually you've always seen it before, because there's a million ways to do things out there. And when you're out in the country for enough years like we have, you kind of end up seeing a little bit of everything. And so hopefully you can give them a good answer.
You bet. What else is going on at Herbert Feed and Grain? I know, like you said, we're kind of going to get right into the swing of calving season here, but some other things that are going on at Herbert Feed and Grain?
Yeah, we just want to mention, too, that we've got the through Hubbard, we do the 0% feeder financing. That's always a great program through Herbert Feed and Grain and Hubbard that they offer. So for those of you that use it, it's a fantastic tool. And for those of you that are interested, I think give Josh or Rob or one of us girls in the office a call, because it's definitely a great tool for farmers out there to use.
You bet. And another thing, I mean, it's already the 14th of January, which is hard to believe that we're already about halfway through the month, but probably not too early to be thinking too about those 4-H projects. And you guys got a feed for literally about anything with four legs, don't you?
Yeah, the Show Right program, we just actually won the out of Denver here, the Denver Stock Show, the Goat Show, one of the major shows in the United States, and we had Show Right Feeds had the Grand Champion and Reserve Grand Champion goat out there at the Stock Show. And the sheep feeds are kind of the same way. The cattle feeds were winning. We will have lists just from the Denver Stock Show of probably 40, 50 winners of different things out there. So that Show Right program starts calves great and has been winning. They always said that we feed more winners per animals fed than any other feed company in the United States. So it's a really nice program that gets them off to a nice start.
You bet. And, yeah, like we said, if you have questions about it or what's the best, just call and visit with Herbert Feed and Grain. And like you said, if you guys can't find the answer, Rob will, or he'll track down an answer, too, with his resources that he has.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then one last quick thing, that always remember a plug again for the Verdigris Farm and Home Show tomorrow. Herbert's have specials on Crystallix, on their minerals, and on the Optiprime Colostrum. And it's just for tomorrow for the trade show. So if you can make it there, you can get some specials. But if you can't, maybe give Josh or the guys, the gals, a call and see if they can sneak you in on the special, even if you can't quite make it there. But we sure hope to see you there, though.
You bet. And like we said, they can always call Herbert Feed and Grain at 668-2288. Josh, if they want to get a hold of you, can they give you a call on your cell phone?
Anytime. My number is 402-336-8552.
All right, and they can call or text that number, and like I said, sometimes you're in and out of cell coverage in some areas.
And if I don't answer, leave me a message. I'll definitely get back to you as soon as I can.
You bet. All right. So what else haven't we covered going on at Herbert Feed and Grain?
It's a lot of the different things there. They've always got something. Like you mentioned, as far as the drivers, I think they go at three feed trucks. They got four different flatbed drivers and trucks going out there when they got enough workers showing up if we don't have a COVID issue or something like that going on. And so it isn't lip service when they say that they can get you out, you know, products. They'll have multiple trucks on the road every single day, sometimes a half a dozen trucks on the road every day getting you feed or dropping feed off. And so, you know, we're one of the few companies, Herbert's is, that actually will do the free delivery out there as far as for the bags and that. You know, they'll be a little on the grind and mix charges and stuff, but they do a lot of service there. And then also, next time you stop in and see Lewis, you know, they're talking about the six girls in the office, and when you see Lewis's gray hair, I mean, those girls may do a lot of good there, and they kind of do run that place, but, you know, Lewis has got to try to, you know, keep that going all day long, and, you know, that's maybe where some of that gray hair has come from.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, now Carla won't talk to me for the rest of the
day. Yeah, right. But no, just like we said, everything from feed to fuel, right down to, you guys still got gloves and all that on stock. And
betcha.
Yeah, they get, and you even got vaccines there. You got all your calving supplies, basically everything you're going to need for calving season. You got the dart guns. They sell the guns and the darts, along with some, you know, medications and stuff that they'll have there. So they get a lot of scripts in every week for people needing the drugs that the vet has to approve. So there's just a little bit of everything. It's always like a one-stop shop there.
Sure.
And in a little small hometown store like that that just does a little bit of everything. So. Yeah.
And the coffee's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you always mention too, today's Dumb Joke Friday here at KBRX, but really stop by Herbert Feed and Grain, because with Jim there, it's a dumb joke every day there. So we was trying to get him, since he lives here in town, to come here and just for half an hour tell dumb jokes with you.
Sure.
We didn't know if they were appropriate for radio.
Yeah, probably not. We can bleep them out. But, well, send them in for party lines. Yeah. There we go. But no, like we said, customer service has always been the number one priority at Herbert Feed and Grain. And Carla and Josh, that's what you guys really strive to do.
Yeah, we really do. We love taking those farmers' calls and helping them out. out with this, their accounts receivable questions or any kind of questions they got, even if the guys can't get to them, we're more than willing to help there at the office.
All right. Anything else before we let you go this morning?
No, that's kind of a lot for today. We're just getting ready. We'll go at Verdigris Farm and Home Show, and then we have the O'Neill show coming up here in just, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, February 9th and 10th. So, yeah, that'll be here, too, right around the corner.
Yeah, Herbert's will be at that one also. And so we'll have another round here of being able to chat with people all day long. So.
All right, sounds good. Carla and Josh and Rob, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. That's Carla Babcock, Josh Bourne, and Rob Pischel from Herbert Feed and Grain in Verdigris.